I'd like to hear that banjo play, don't you? We are going home. Lord is so good, isn't he?
Yes.
Going home. I'll never forget what Carol told him in Birmingham. You might need to come home on ambulance. I'll never forget it. She told him, nurse, I'm leaving here to go to my home in Florida. If something happens on the way, I'm going to my home in heaven.
Amen.
That's a good way to look at it.
Yeah.
That shouldn't just be someone leaving the hospital coming home. That should be us every day.
Yep.
We're traveling. We're pilgrims and strangers. We're in a foreign country. Our home is in heaven.
Yep.
Sure is. The Lord is so good. He's a stronghold in the day of trouble. Got your Bibles, turn with me. The book of Hebrews. No, not Hebrews. 2 Corinthians. Maybe going to Hebrews later. Sharing a verse from there. 2 Corinthians chapter number 5 and chapter 6. I'd like to read from the Word of God this morning before we share that the Lord laid upon our hearts. When you go to bed with something, scripture on your heart and get up with it on it, I sort of like it like that. 2 Corinthians chapter number 5, you know, and before this is broken up in books, is all together. So I want to begin reading verse 17, read through the verse number 2 of chapter number 6. So begin reading verse number 17 of chapter number 5 of 2 Corinthians. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who have reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, have given us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and have committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now that we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be reconciled to God. For ye have made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. We then, as workers together with him, beseech you also that you receive not the grace of God in vain. For he said, I've heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, now is accepted time, and behold, now is a day of salvation. Would you pray with us, our Father? We're grateful for your eternal word and for your mercy and grace that you've shown us. And Lord, we stand amazed and overwhelmed with the thought that you loved us while we were sinners, and reconciled us back unto you, our Father. We ask your blessing now upon this scripture this morning. Father, we don't know what to say, but Father, we're in your hands and we ask you to speak to us and through us. We pray for the sweet Holy Spirit this morning to take control of this service. Move upon hearts and upon lives and upon us ourselves and upon your word. Breathe on your word. Quicken it and make it alive this morning. And God will thank you. Because we know your word does speak and talks to us.
Yes.
Thank you for that blessed hope and promise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Thank God for his word.
Yes.
You know this patch of the scripture read has got boy, you could sometime you could probably take each one of these verses, a lot of them, and preach on it. You think about what God did for us. Isn't it amazing?
Yeah.
It's wonderful. But you know what he said in this chapter number 6? He said, I've heard thee in a time accepted. If you look in Isaiah, I won't turn over this morning. And a lot of times Apostle Paul and a lot of them in the New Testament and Peter and different ones that preached, you know what they do? They get the Old Testament out and there they were. And he said, it said, and it does say. He's talking about in the book of Isaiah how the Lord accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, the Redeemer. Accepted what he did for us. And yes, he did. That's the only reason there's accepted time for you and for me this morning. And so this wonderful salvation. That's what he said. Behold, now is accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. God accepted what the Lord Jesus Christ did. And go back over here and see this. You know, it's amazing. I got looking at this, how that God, in this wonderful salvation, it's a salvation. It's wonderful. There's a day that you get saved. But I want to say, before I forget it, this is what's on my heart too. Say this. It's coming a day. It'll be your day up. It'll be gone. And if you live tomorrow, it still will be today. So the day is the day of salvation. It's not tomorrow. You don't put it off. If God's dealing with you and God's speaking to your heart, today is a day of salvation. How that God would reconcile us to him. But he said in that first verse I read, go back to these verses. You know what he said? Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. Everything's new. It's like a brand new world. You look at it through different eyes when you become a Christian, get born again. If any man be in Christ. Well, listen, how that God, and I want to talk about it a little bit this morning, about this great salvation. What is it? That God has done such marvelous things for us. And he has. You ever thought about reconcile? What does that mean? It's been reconciled. It means, listen, that God, if you notice, it wasn't man reconciling himself to God, but it was God reconciling man to himself. And it's through the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the mediator. What does it mean to be reconciled? Listen, we were enemies with God. We was at odds with God. We was wrath with God. God's wrath was upon us. His condemnation was upon us. We were sinners, and we had no hope, no strength, no nothing. But God came and reconciled us through the death of his son. He recalled us back, thank God. I'm glad he did. Glory to God. I'm so glad when I was a sinner. Listen, God had mercy upon me and saved me by his marvelous things. Listen, and all things are of God. It's all of God. It wasn't anything I'd done, nothing I could have done. It was everything but the day of God reconciling me to himself. He didn't have to. Did you know there's angels that fail, still have no redemption, still have no way, but God in his mercy when man failed in the garden, God had a plan for us. Don't get too excited. Reconcile. God reconcile. You think about this, and you just look at this. Hey, all things are of God who have reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ. It's through him, by him, that he reconciled us back to him. We was at odds. We was at argument. You said, I wasn't arguing with God. Yes, you were. You used to die in God. You wouldn't pay no attention to his law. You wouldn't pay no attention to his word. Listen, you was running the other way just like I was. But God in his sovereign grace and mercy. I wasn't hunting God. But I want to thank God. One day, I heard the call. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Not only did I hear a call, but he had a plan fixed out for me. And it was a fact that it's through Jesus Christ and giving us the ministry of reconciliation. You know what I'm doing this morning? I'm trying to tell you, and this goes on down there. Did you know that God is calling you and he's using, I just preachers, he can use any one of you, all of us. He's given us the ministry of reconciliation. We can't reconcile anybody. All I can tell you is I know who can. And you know who that is? Jesus. He's the mediator. He's the one can get you back to God. I feel like my heart's so heavy this morning. I feel like somebody here this morning needs to be reconciled to God. You're still at odds with God. You're still angry with God. You still haven't made your peace with God. And what it is, there's a day of salvation. And it's today. And he said in Hebrews chapter number 2 and verse number 2 or 3, you know what it says? How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? This salvation is great, and you got the day of salvation to accept that this day will be over, and your day will be gone, and you'll be out in eternity. Oh, glory to God. I woke up, listen, my heart was so heavy this morning. I woke up with a fact and thinking about now. He said, behold, now. It's now. Don't put it off. You may not have tomorrow. You may not have. My Bible said, boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what tomorrow will bring. You don't have no promise of tomorrow. James said, your life's like a vapor. It appeared for a little while, then it vanishes away. You don't want to leave this world not right with God.
That's right, preacher.
It's now. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Behold, now is accepted time. It's now you must be saved. Don't put it off. You said, oh, listen, I'll say about over in the book of Acts. You know what the Apostle Paul did? He preached the word of God everywhere he went. Listen, he didn't stop preaching because he's in jail. He didn't stop preaching because he's put in prison. He didn't stop preaching because he's on a boat. He had to listen to court again. He was preaching everywhere he went. He was preaching, wasn't Felix the governor? You know what he told him? He said, Paul, go on your way. He said, I'll call you again. Guess what he said? More what? Convenient time. Oh, I'm going to live my life. I won't go on a while. Yeah, I'm going to just walk on, live like I've been living. And when that gets convenient, when I get everything like I want it, and I want to get everything lined up, and on my own time, my own will, and when I get ready, then I may call on God. Felix, may never come, son. It's today. If you're here this morning, you say, when I get my career made, when I get my life just like I want it, and I get everything lined up, I want to tell you something. I used to say, if I can quit this and I can quit that, maybe I might get right with God. But I found out I couldn't quit nothing. Had to turn to God to get help. And therefore, listen, don't wait for no convenient time. There's an only time, it's now. It's not tomorrow. It's not next week. It's not later on. It's now we must get right with God. Well, we don't know when we'll be here and how long we'll be here. But he said, give me a more convenient time. I was thinking about, because he witnessed to him. He sent him to King Agrippa, didn't he? Agrippa. What'd he say? Paul, almost got it. Almost, thou persuadest me. Almost not good enough. To be what? A Christian. Almost. Well, honey, almost Christian is not good enough. You either are or you're not. You either born again or you're still dead in your trespasses and sins. There's no halfway in between. There's no middle ground. You got to be born again. I born the first time. Don't mind telling you, June the 30th, 1945. The Stevenson family. You know what? I was born the second time. August, I can't remember the date. My memory's a Saturday night of 1965. It's the best birth I ever had. And you know what? If I hadn't got born again, I'd been better off than I'd been born the first time. He's born once to die twice. He's born twice to go die once. Don't ever forget it. But he said, almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. They'll have no record where he ever did. I forgot which one of them. One of them's wife was a Jew too. That's Felix one.
I had to ask my Bible college, Bible students over here. But you know what? Almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. Just let me have my convenient time. When I get through with all the oaks I want to sow, don't sow no wild oaks, they'll come up. I planted some corn, I'd say, but it didn't come up, Brother Gary. Brother Larry, the germination must be dead. Something happened to it. But I'm going to tell you something. If you sow wild oaks, they'll come up. Don't wait for a convenient time. That convenient time is now. Behold, now. Right now. Now's the day of salvation. Now's acceptable time. Now's the time we need to get right with God. Now's the time to be saved. Don't put it off. Remember thy Creator in the days of thy youth. I've heard people say when they get saved later on down the road in life, I wished I'd have got to God quicker and earlier. Really? You can. I'm going to say this, he's available. He's there to reconcile you, bring you back to God. Isn't that wonderful? We ought to have been the ones begging and Lord God do something, we need help. But we wasn't. But God in his mercy and grace and sovereign goodness, he's the one that's doing the reconciling. He's the one that paid the price. Yes, he did. Oh yeah. God was in Christ, reconciled the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them. Ah. Well, I can't hardly wait to get over that other verse either. God didn't impute our trespasses to us. He put them on his son. And what that verse I read a while ago say? Him that knew no sin became sin for us that we might be made the righteousness of God. Adam had a perfect righteousness to start with in the garden. But I tell you, we got something further than that. We got the righteousness of God. Boy, it'll stand. It'll be there. You know what God did? He reconciled me. Took me as I was. Took my sins and yours. Put them on his son. Now, not only did he put him on him, not only did he become sin, not only did he take my sin, he knew no sin, never sinned, not even a sinful thought. Never. But not only that, but he made him. Oh. Made him. Look at what it says. Look at verse 21. For he had made him to be sin. I'd never seen that before. I'm still finding stuff out of nearly 50 years. Made him. Made him. Isn't that awful? Isn't that a price to pay? He took my sin. Whew. Made him. Hey, you know what? I like that other part. That we might be, guess what? Made the righteousness of God. Woo! In him! Somebody said, you're righteous? Glory to God, yeah. You got some of your own? Not a doubt. None. None whatsoever. Why don't you want some of your own? Because they feel as filthy rags. That's why all him works. He ordains us the good works. We work because he saved us. But he made us righteous. That'll sink in if it hadn't already on you for you. Woo! Glory to God, Brother Billy. He made us that. You go argue that if you want to, but I love it. Made him sin and made me righteous. And listen, he wouldn't have had to do no making if it hadn't been that he mercy. He wouldn't have had to do no making. I was already filthy. I was already a sinner. Listen, I was already a sinner, already sinned. But I'm going to tell you something. He was already righteous. He turned around, glory to God, and made him sin and made me righteous. Glory to God, what a Savior. Hallelujah. I tell you what, if you ever realize you can't make it on your own, you'll shout when you get a hold of that. Hallelujah. That's why that girl's not right here. I know where she is. She had that same making because of Christ. Have you had it? You can get born again, get it. Been born again, not a corruptible seed, but incorruptible by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. I've been born again. Hey, you know why I love this book? I've been born of it. I had one at the house, but I didn't care anything about it until I got saved. If Daddy did hand it to me one day, said, "Son, read this." Did you read it? You better know I read it. Never forget it? No, I never forgot it. My son, my son, my son. It's in Proverbs. Over and over and over. I used to wonder why he gave me that verse. Why he gave me that, why did he open it up and hand it to me? He knew what he was doing. Word of God. Made him. He made him to be sin. Guess what? For us. Yes. Us. Lord. Who knew no sin. That we might be made to righteousness. Made the righteousness of God. That's what God did. What a Savior. Yes. That's why I said in that first verse I read, if you're in Christ, you're a new creature. New creation. Old things passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Yes. Glory to God. I don't know when I wrote this in my Bible. It's already in here. Sometime I got several different Bibles to get into. And I got wrote down here, new name, new song, new city, new heaven. Must preach on that sometime. New. You know how the birds sing? They got a song. Hey, if you ever get out of that harbor pit, you'll have one. Amen. Oh, I waited patiently. I heard him cry. I waited patiently for him. He cried and he prayed and he said, "Lord, he brought me up out of a harbor pit, set my feet upon a rock, established my goings." So I was telling these girls a while ago, take the word of God. He'll direct you and establish your goings. And guess what? Put a new song in my heart. How do you sit there and not? Now, do you say, "Well, I can't carry a tune. I can't." Forget that and just sing while we all sing. You think I can carry a tune? Not too good. I'll drown you out. I will. You got a song in your heart? Open up and let her go. Hey, God's seeing what's coming from the heart. He said, "I put a new song." Hallelujah. And when you realize what God's made, all things new, made his son sin for us, made us his righteousness. See, that we might be made righteous of God, it's in him. Everything's in him. Did you know the more I trust him, the more I realize that? It just makes it so sweet every day. And I get up morning time, I ain't got to worry about. Listen, all I know is it's all in him. Glory to God. We work us together, he said. He said, "I beseech you also that you receive not the grace of God in vain." I wonder how you can receive the grace of God. You know what? If we don't live a Christian life and be a light in this dark world and produce fruit like God expects us to, then that would be like taking the grace of God in vain. Saying we're a Christian. Saying we're light. and then not be in it. We don't want to do that. We want to be a light and a beacon in a dark world for the glory of God. I missed verse 20. Back up to verse number 20. Now then, we are ambassadors. I got off on verse 21. That's good, though. We ambassadors for Christ. As through God did beseech you. Can you imagine that God, he does do that by us. Did you know while I'm up here preaching, God through his spirit will come to you and knock on your heart's door like he did me when somebody's preaching and beseech you and say, hey, come on, let's reconcile. Come on. Come unto me. Come, let's reconcile. Beseeching. God will beseech you. Aren't you glad he does? Did you know I do not remember when I left my seat that night, them chairs was in that gospel tent down that sawdust trail. I can't tell you when I left it. I don't remember walking down the aisle. The first thing I remember, I was at the altar. Didn't know how to pray. Somebody come put an arm around me. And they said, pray God be merciful to your sinner. I did not have to think of everything I'd ever done. No way I could have. But you know what? I found out God's merciful to sinners. What was God doing that night? Beseeching me to come and reconcile with him. He was saying, come, let's make peace. Come. Hey, let's be friends. You know what? He's my friend now. I'm not an enemy with him no more. Why? Did you do something? Just come to him. He'd already made all the plans. That's my Jesus. Are you reconciled? Are you at peace with God? Oh, very important. Very important. So it's the now time. It's salvation now. Now I was thinking, and he got to crying about it. Praying and crying to God. The now for now. And I got to thinking about the now for the saints. Oh, glory to God. They having a ball. They having a time. And made me a little homesick. I got to thinking about the now for the saints of God. Over on the other shore. Praising God. Enjoying. Worshiping the Lord. There in his presence. Ever be with the Lord. You know what? I've got to think about another verse. Me to live is Christ, and Paul said his gain. Die is gain. He said, I got a desire and part and be with Christ, which is far better. Let me tell you something. The best you ever have in this life is something is far better. I got to thinking about that. The now. What, they enjoying it now. Really, what I got to crying about was now for the lost. Oh, my Lord, for the lost. Oh. I got to think about eternity in hell. My mind was brought back to when I was a teenager and dreamed of dying and went to hell. But the now for the sinner is an awful thing. One atheist said if he believed what we say we believe about hell, he'd crawl across America on glass to rescue one soul. That ought to sink in us. But I got to thinking about the now. Now. Rich man in hell. Now. Not because he's rich. Poor man, go there too. But you got to have Christ. But I got to thinking about the now, awfuls of the sufferings and the pains of eternity without God. You don't want to go there. Behold, now is accepted time. It's now. Right now. Now and ever. I think you used to have a song, something like that. Now and ever. It's now receive Christ. There's no hope beyond the grave. No hope beyond this life if you don't come to Christ now. And that's my desire this morning. That if you haven't ever accepted Jesus Christ and what he's done for you, listen, do it now. Don't wait. You cannot be here tomorrow. Time is short. The Bible said in Galatians 6, is it Galatians? Anyway, it says, be not deceived. 6, 7, 8. Be not deceived. God not mocked. For whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. Life is short, like a vapor, appear for a little while, then it vanishes away. So I'm looking for the now. Salvation's now. Those that are gone on in the Lord rejoicing now. Those that died without Christ, listen, suffer now. Did you know what's going to happen to them? I used to say, well, don't ever get out of hell. They are in hell now. That's sad. But it's so. But you know, one day they're going to come up. Death and hell are going to deliver up the dead. Did you know that? Guess what's going to happen then? They're going to get back in the body. And you know what's going to happen, men? Going to the judgment. You know what Paul, and then I'll finish this up. You know what Paul did before one of those, either Felix or either King Agrippa? I can't remember which. But you know what he reasoned with him? I think it was King Agrippa. He reasoned with him about judgment, temperance, righteousness, and the judgment to what? To come. Any of us preachers that won't preach hell hot and heaven sweet, I won't preach a judgment to come, we're to get on our knees and say, God, be merciful to me. But judgment's coming. If I could reason with you this morning, I'd want to reason like the Apostle Paul. Judgment day's coming. Heaven's sweet. Hell is certain. And it's a now. But there we come out of there. You know what you're going to do? Stand before the great white throne. And guess what's happening then? Going to be cast into a lake of fire. Did you know if you read the last chapter, I believe it's the last chapter of the book of Isaiah, you'll see something about it there. Whew, I was reading it the other day. People are going to see what's going on. It's going to be awful. So I'm saying to you this morning, what a wonderful Savior that would beseech us to reconcile with us. Listen, don't have to go to the bad place. You can go to the good place. He's made a way. He's made a way. Now, there's a way. What did Jesus say in John 14:6? I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man come to the Father except by me. Hey, he's the way. Don't put it off. Day's the day of salvation. One day, that day will be over. Be over and gone. God waited a long time in the days of Noah. He was a preacher of righteousness. He preached for 120 years. Built on that ark. But one day God shut the door. Listen, when God shuts the door, no man can open it. I saw a picture one time drawing about the ark. I don't know if it's, I don't know what all happened that day. But I imagine when it got to raining, kept raining, that boat began to lift up. It had a picture of on the outside, clawing, knocking, beating, trying to get in that ark of ones on the outside. You say that happened? I don't know. The Bible don't tell us. Could have. But all I know is there was a day to get right. There was a day when Noah preached to him. I crazy. Look at him building a boat out here on the dry land. Don't you know he's gone off his rocker? People say it about us. Don't you know he's gone crazy? But we hadn't. We hadn't. So Paul reasoned with righteousness. I beseech you, come. And he said, I'm using to come. And God uses you and uses me. We are reconciled for the glory of God. Would you stand with me?